Hello, everybody. This is the ghost of the Louisville Lip. If y'all don't know who the Louisville Lip is, Google it. For those who know, y'all know what type of man he was and what he stood for. And I will try my best to uphold that and do the same. I'm here for truth. Whose truth? My truth mainly. Don't worry, there will be some times for lightheartedness, but the time for fun and games is over. The devil is not playing with us, and we don't need to be playing with him. So consider this your wake-up call, one of many. I will be touching on various subjects, whatever comes to my head or comes to my heart at the time. I don't know when, I don't know how long, but if I got it on my heart to speak it, I will speak it. So, for those of you who will support me, I appreciate you in advance. For those who are going to hate, I appreciate you in advance. One thing that's on my heart right now to tell you guys is to beware of false preachers and prophets. They are everywhere, preying on the innocent and the naivete. They're coming for you. They're coming for your children. They're coming for the women. They're coming. I was on YouTube the other day and I saw some of the most disgusting, deplorable stories of preachers from all around the country doing the most atrocious things to women and children and other men, all while claiming to be speaking the word of God. I know that's got to be a special place in hell for them type of people. But y'all need to beware. There was a book that says, beware of those who are eloquent in speech. And I believe that. It's usually the ones that do the most hooping and hollering and sound the most charismatic. They're the ones that are the most predatorial. So I'm going to end this by saying, beware of false prophets, preachers and teachers. Because it seems like they're on the rise and they're coming for you. Have a good one.